Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the trucking industry with Paul Enos of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Mylon Hawkins, and Verita Black Prothro. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Paul Enos. He is the president and CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association, the truckers. And thanks for stepping in. Governor Liss was supposed to be here today, but unfortunately he had a medical emergency in the family that will be resolved today, and he'll be on in a couple of weeks. Let's start talking about various trucking issues that have been in the news lately. First of all, your thoughts on this toll road that's going in Arizona, but for a road that actually you can't access from Arizona. It goes from Nevada to Utah.
That's I-15 in Arizona. Arizona has applied to the Federal Highway Administration as part of a pilot program that was allowed in the last highway bill. There's three projects out there. Two have already been filled, one in Missouri, one in Virginia. Arizona's applying to fill that final slot to take Interstate 15, like you said, a road that isn't accessible between Utah, and they want to toll that. Now, our guys account for about 20-25% of the traffic on that road. That's an absolutely important link for interstate commerce. So it looks like Arizona is looking for a way to put the cost of that road onto other folks who aren't going to be politically upset or upset at the folks in Arizona. In fact, 40 years ago, it was paid for by the state of Utah because they consider that such an essential route to their economy that they wanted to make sure that you could have that passage, and it's an important link to Nevada, too. So that's something that we have issues with here in Nevada. I know the governor of Utah is very upset with Arizona looking at doing that, but it really comes to the debate, should we be tolling existing infrastructure? Should we be tolling roads that we have already paid for? Now, we have not wanted to raise fuel tax in this country since I think 1992 was the last time we...
Which is insane.
It absolutely is when you consider fuel tax is the most cost-effective way to pay for our roads. It's the easiest to collect. You're looking for every dollar collected in fuel tax, you're looking at a 3% collection cost. So 97 cents goes back to the roads. So when you're talking about toll roads, you're talking about things like the little black box that they're talking about putting in everybody's cars and tracking where they drive, a vehicle miles travel tax. Fuel tax does make a lot more sense, and you aren't tolling roads. You're not charging people for something that we have already paid for.
Also, that number you're talking about isn't adjusted for inflation either.
No, it's not adjusted for inflation. In most states, it's an excise tax, so it is a per gallon tax. It is in Nevada, California. They do things a little differently there. There's some states that do a sales tax. I think it was the state of Michigan that just change their formula, how they charge fuel tax. So it doesn't go up with the price of fuel. So you're not seeing that additional revenue come in when gas is at $3.50 or $4 a gallon.
VMT, vehicle miles traveled, very controversial issue. And one of the controversies is that people will be tracked by GPS in one form or another. Yet at the same time, through our phones, we're using GPS in our phones to find where the nearest Starbucks is. Where does that controversy sit in the state of Nevada right now?
Well, I think when you talk to a lot of Nevadans, I know the Department of Transportation has held numerous focus groups on this issue, and it's something that they've been trying to sell. In fact, I think they spent a couple $100,000 creating this little black box as a pilot program, and there is a pilot program going on right now to track you and track the miles that you drive, so they can charge you for it. When I talk to people, when I see poll results, that is one of the last things on the list that people would want to do. And, you know, once again, when you talk about the administrative costs and the empire that you would need to set up to collect that kind of tax compared to a fuel tax, it just doesn't pencil out.
The collection process of it, you know, I mean, I would much rather pay at the pump when I'm buying my gas then suddenly have to, you know, put up my MasterCard or Visa, that they're going to take that money at the end of the month, whether I have it or not.
One of the differences in the fuel tax. Fuel tax, you and I pay it at the pump, but we're really reimbursing the first person that paid it. They collect it at the terminal or the rack, as they call it, when the fuel suppliers go there and pick up the fuel. So in Nevada, we're only auditing 177 entities for fuel tax. If you look at VMT, you look at the number of cars and trucks that are registered in this state, you're going to look at close to 3 million vehicles that you're going to have to go and audit and make sure that you are properly collecting that tax. So it doesn't make a lot of sense from an administrative point of view. And of course, that doesn't talk about the privacy concerns. You know, same with red light cameras. I always call it the cheating on your wife factor. People don't want to be caught being somewhere they're not supposed to be, or with somebody they're not supposed to be, either on a red light camera or on a little black box in their car.
You know, I used to be totally against red light cameras, but sitting at major intersections in northern Nevada and in southern Nevada and seeing the number of cars that go through red lights and how dangerous that is, I've kind of changed my mind a little bit about that.
You know, I think there are some privacy concerns. You know, it's really easy. Hey, just don't break the law, and you'll be fine. You won't be fined by that. There has not been a want in the state of Nevada to do that. I know we've had that issue the last few sessions. I don't know if we had it last session, but it's been an ongoing debate in our state to allow for red light cameras.
All right, let's take a break more with Paul Enos when we come back.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn. Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the president and CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. You know, there are new rules that the government's trying to put in action here in terms of the hours of service that drivers can drive. Currently, it's 11 hours. They're proposing 10 hours. There's already a nationwide shortage of drivers. How many drivers do you think that you would need nationwide if this regulation goes through?
The administration has done their own mock-up, and they believe that this law change would require an additional 40,000 drivers and cost the trucking industry about $1 billion. We think it's double that. We think if you limit the hours, if you take it from 11 to 10 hours, you're going to look at an additional 80,000 drivers needed, and it costs about $2 billion. So there is a disconnect from what we think it's going to cost us and what the administration thinks it's going to cost us. When you look at the safety of the trucking industry, and there have been some you know, major incidents that kind of are at the forefront of people's mind, but when you look at it nationwide overall, you have seen a huge decrease in the number of truck-related fatalities in this country. If you look from 2000 to today, we've had a decrease of 100% of the amount of truck-related fatalities in this country, and that has been at that 11 hours. So when you think about what the productivity cost is going to be to our nation, to the industry, versus what you're going to get in safety, you're not getting anything in safety additional. We've had great safety records, so I don't think you're really going to do anything but hurt the economy and hurt an industry that's really vital. And to me, it seems like a sop to the unions and to the railroads from the Obama administration. You know, it's a make work program. We're already having a very difficult time hiring drivers to move the freight that we currently have. It's a grain industry. We have a lot of older drivers who are getting out, and when fuel jumps and, you know, oil's back over $100 a barrel, when the price of fuel jumps, you see a lot of the marginal guys, a lot of the owner-operators park their truck, get out of the industry, and that just makes it more and more difficult for the trucking industry to do what it has to do to move the freight that our country needs.
Okay, but let me ask you this, playing devil's advocate here. You know, in Nevada, we're looking at, you know, hundreds of thousands of construction workers out of jobs. Should they be applying for jobs in the industry right now, and what kind of training process do you have to go through?
You do have to go through a training process. You do have to get a commercial driver's license. A lot of companies, especially the smaller companies, are going to take a look at that person's safety record. Drivers are held to a new criteria. It's called the comprehensive safety analysis, where it makes it much easier for a company to take a look at that driver's record. And it also puts a lot more onus on the driver, a lot more responsibility on them to make sure that how they're driving and that the vehicle they're driving is safe. That, we believe, is also going to result in fewer truck drivers, a smaller pool out there, and, of course, increasing the cost of moving that freight. So we think we're going to see some rate increases. Really, if you look at how much it costs to move something, the rates haven't really changed since 1980. We're about 1980 levels of moving freight in this country. Of course, that's when we were regulated by the Interstate Commerce Commission. Right. So you have seen a decrease in the cost of transportation, but we think that it's going to be increasing because of that smaller pool of drivers, because of more requirements that are put on the companies and on the drivers for safety.
One of the big topics over the last couple of years has been the conversation about Interstate 11. And there seems to be a move in the Congress now to improve things between Phoenix and Las Vegas. Where does that stand?
Right now, there was a highway bill that was just passed earlier this week, or reported out by the Senate. So we do have that link between Vegas and Phoenix. It is in that bill. It's a 2-year bill. The House says they want a 6-year bill. So it's moving along in the process, but who's to say what's going to happen in that? In the state of Nevada, we have created our little piece, the Boulder City Bypass, which is a road that, if it wasn't part of Interstate 11, would have a benefit cost analysis so backwards that nobody in their right mind would build it. But when it is part of a bigger project connecting Vegas to Phoenix and then ultimately up to Seattle, it could have a tremendous effect on economic development.
Well, and also the fact that it would originate in Mexico at a deep water port, and we've already seen the increase in traffic on I-80 because of the improvements at Oakland. This would actually be phenomenal.
It would be fantastic. We had just last month the first truck from Mexico come into the country, so we're having more cross-border operations than we've ever had before, and that has created a lot of controversy as well. You know, Mexican trucks coming up here, there's that was part of NAFTA that was adopted back in 1994, and it, you know, took us until 2011 to get that truck here.
Stunning. 17 years, my God.
But there's a lot of political pushback on that. Mm-hmm. Once again, from the unions, from the owner operators, who think that having these trucks come in from Mexico is going to make it harder for them to make a living. Right now, or I shouldn't say right now, I should say before that truck came to Mexico, you had about a 20-25 mile cross-border area where you had to go and unload and have an American truck take that into the interior of the country. They have equipped every Mexican truck, speaking of black boxes, with a black box, an electronic onboard recorder, to monitor where it's going and make sure there's no, one of my favorite, to prevent cabotage. That's the stealing of freight. So it will just be interstate movement, international movement. Mexican trucks will not be able to move freight from a point in America to another point in America.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much for stepping in. You want to stick around and pundit?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To celebrate veterans and their families, Ashley Furniture Home Store has huge savings store-wide. It's your last chance to save an amount equal to your sales tax and pay no interest for one full year. But hurry, this sale ends Monday at Ashley Furniture Home Store.
I can't be late.
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
Hey, Todd. Where's our sub?
I've already given my sub to Sally.
Sally?
Here, Samantha.
How could you?
Get your own Subway steak melt like the irresistible Big Philly cheesesteak. Subway, eat fresh.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Paul Enos continues on with us. Rita Black Perthrow, Business Development Manager for Nevada Arrhythmia Services. Mylon Hawkins, Vice President of Computer Interface Associates. Wanted to bring up something, and maybe you can expand on the story a little bit. This NDOT contract with Buzz Harris for $280,000 to be an ombudsman that all of a sudden the governor and the board are taking another look at.
Yeah, this was was something that the Department of Transportation approved. The governor took a look and he said $280,000. You know, that's just a little more than I make. I think that's about double, you know, what the government, what the governor makes. So they are taking another look at that. And it's good to see that we do have an active highway board and the governor is active in making sure that, you know, these are positions that we need. And these consulting contracts, and, you know, not to say that Mr. Harris wouldn't do a good job, but there are a lot of contracts, and I think for a long time, NDOT has kind of been able to function freely. And so it's nice to see some focus going there to make sure that the money we are spending is going to be spent in the most efficient way possible.
Mr. Gamek, your thoughts?
That's quite a time you outsource, and we've been in this for 3 years, and with the current budget situation and everything else, you outsource to save money, not to spend a lot of extra money. Although I have to agree with Paul, I do like seeing the oversight on NDOT. We don't need another superstructure, biggest bridge in the world, whatever that thing is, that kind of money being spent.
Which goes
spent
right along with the Boulder City Bypass that Paul was talking about.
Yeah, that's we need somebody to kind of oversight that a little bit and make sure we're doing things that are economically feasible and that work for the most biggest part of the people that it needs to.
Virgil, does it surprise you that we are still dealing in this economic time, 3 years into this nightmare financially in the state, that we're still seeing situations like this?
It is pretty shocking, but it's also reassuring that the governor is really, you know, looking into all of these issues and that he is uncovering all the stones to see where there might be ways to save money. So I think that's a really good thing.
I'd have to agree with that because...
Well, how would you rate the governor at this point in his career?
I would probably say that I would give him out of a score of 100 about a 61.
Why?
Because he's done some very, very good things. But I think, with all due respect to the governor, he did not come to this job as an executive. And right now he is still feeling
his... You don't think as Attorney General he was an executive?
I think that that's sort of a different framework than being a governor. And when you're an Attorney General, you are managing a department, and you are dealing with people, but you're dealing more with the legal issues.
But Mylan, I think he has filled this role very ably, and I am impressed with his competence and how well he is doing as an exec.
If this was a poll at 62%, would he be happy with 62%?
Well, probably from you. I mean, I'm going to give him a lot higher score than that.
You would give him a lot higher. All right. But so I think really, as in terms of what we had as a governor, he's 100%.
Honestly. Yeah, another thing you have to consider here, too, he has a legislature that is very difficult to work with right now.
What score do you give them?
I give them about a 50%.
All right, so let's talk about this super committee and what the odds are of this super committee coming to any resolution by Thanksgiving as you look at the news.
I wish them a lot of luck. By Thanksgiving, we're talking a week. I don't think it's going to happen.
Verita, the cuts will be horrendous and out of control of anybody if that goes through. And Senator Reid set this whole thing up to do exactly that, to force the legislature, the federal government, rather, to do something.
Yeah, and I don't think anything's going to happen before Thanksgiving. I think what is really interesting in this is the report that Senator Coburn issued yesterday, the 37-page report that he issued on all the subsidies that millionaires and billionaires receive, that assistance that people, you know, are upset when poor people get it, but when people who are millionaires and billionaires are receiving the same sort of tax credits or I'm hoping that that can play a part in this. Obviously that won't happen before Thanksgiving, but there's quite a bit of savings that could be gained just from tying up some of those loose ends.
You've been studying the political scene for a long time.
Yes.
As you look at this...
Well, not quite that long.
More than a minute. I mean, we're heading for a financial disaster in this country and a military disaster.
We are. And I think that the fact that there is such gridlock in Washington, I think that the nation in general, regardless of which side of the aisle you are or down the middle, we are all at the point where we're throwing up our hands. when compromise becomes a dirty word, everybody has to give something. Everybody has to put in. If we do not put in, we are going to fail as a nation.
You know, the Republicans have come up with tax increases, with increased revenue, with getting rid of some of these loopholes and also cuts. So I think, I'm hoping that we are able to come up with something. I mean, you only have this opportunity once in a generation to get some real substantive tax reform on a national basis. And I think that's within the grasp. It's just if these 12 people will let it happen. And then, you know, the other 535 agree with them.
I'm gonna beat my little drum again on tax reform. It's time. At the federal level and at the state level. At the federal level, it's a flat tax system that applies to everybody. If the big cry was years ago when this came up was the poor people are going to get hurt as bad as worse than the higher up people. But if that's the case, then fine. Everybody enjoys a floor that no taxes up to that amount of money, and then it's a flat tax system across the board, across the country, and that'll be applied to millionaires or people that are paupers. It makes no difference.
Amen.
Everybody gets to pay. And then in the state, we need to really reform our tax system. I didn't say tax increases, all you diehard Republicans out here who signed the bill, but I am saying we need to reform our taxes and come up with a much more logical system, mm-hmm. or we are in trouble.
And I do want to point out mm-hmm. that Mr. Gammack is armed, so anybody on the right who's going after him, beware. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care
point.
Is every bit yeah, as important. So we're constantly right striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
Are you into exotic animals? How about colorful saltwater fish and reptiles? At Sierra Aquatics, we have what you need and so much more. Sierra Aquatics has more reptiles and fish in stock than anyone in Northern Nevada. Plus, they have all the supplies that you need to keep your furry and not-so-furry friends happy. If water gardens and ponds are your thing, Sierra Aquatics has a huge selection of supplies and starter kits to get your watery landscape going today. So stop by and see our newly expanded facility at Sierra Aquatics in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attain.
I have recommended it to many of my friends.
I would definitely recommend a CCNN student to other companies.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
I chose CCNN because I wanted something short and quick.
They helped me with placement in the job that I have today. They pretty much pushed me.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
I have 3 kids and I really needed income.
I feel very successful and I owe everything to Career College of Northern Nevada.
If you'd like to begin a new career in health information technology or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at Nevada. Newsmakers.com. Coming up on the broadcast next week, Stacey Crowley will be here. She's the Commissioner of Energy with the state of Nevada. Also, financial expert Jeremy Aguero and Alfredo Alonso. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.